When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dobrý večer and welcome to the Bohemican Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dome.
Veselé Vánoce and welcome to the Bohemican Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Coleman, on Christmas Eve. And I'm actually here with my kids as we're awaiting the, baby Jesus for one, and Christmas dinner for two, and the Czech carp that's going to be fried up. Delicious, right, Lottie?
Yes.
That's a tepid short of yes. It is a acquired taste, but it's something that people do for good luck, and it's something that in Czech Republic that is something that we need to have. So it's part of the deal. So, Lotta, you have strong feelings about the carp tradition. What do you think about that?
I feel like the carp tastes like what it is. The carp is a fish that lives in the mud its whole life, and it tastes like a muddy fish. So I don't get why we have to eat it just because of tradition.
You heard right there, it is sacrilege.
Okay, first of all, you're wrong, and second of all,
you're right.
If my kids sound loopy, it's because they haven't eaten much today, which is also part of the tradition of Czech tradition, because you're supposed to have an appetite to eat, what did you call it, a muddy fish?
Yes.
All right. For our American friends back
otherwise
in the,
you can't get it down.
In the States, it's akin to maybe a catfish in boniness and also in somewhat
muddiness.
Taste. It is part of the tradition here, and the kids are not supposed to eat, people aren't supposed to eat, rather,
okay.
For most of the day, right? Because it's supposed to give you the hallucinating aspect of seeing the golden pig. That way,
that's so wrong.
Unless you're so hungry that will help you eat the fish when it comes later on tonight.
Basically, you got hallucinations.
Okay, as I said, hallucinations are kicking in at the house.
It's been only 4 hours since we ate last. Okay, it's not that awful.
So I think one of the things that we've been doing over the course of the day is watching Czech fairy tales. What are some Czech carols that we sing around this time of year?
Well, we have a bunch of Christmas carols that are only Czech, and then there are a bunch of them that are taken from other languages and other places. And I think that one of the most Czech carols, Christmas carols, is definitely Christ the Lord was born, Narodil se Kristus Pán, and it's something that you hear everywhere you go during the Christmas season, during the holidays. So I think that's probably my favorite because it's so 100% Christmas.
Now, my kids have had a long run-up to the Christmas Eve as they are starting to get ready for the big event, but it's been a very busy month, and I thought it would be a great idea for us to actually go through some of the celebrations that we've had since the early part of December. That includes St. Nicholas Day on the eve of December 6th, which was the night of December 5th, rather. And what we did downtown, Nathaniel and I went downtown to take a look at the tree and Old Town Square as well. Throughout the course of the month, we did various things getting ready for the holidays, baking Christmas cookies. We, you know, did a lot of travel around looking at some of the things in Prague that really kind of celebrate the Christmas mood. So right now, let's just kind of go to some of those events as they were happening from December 5th all the way through to the point where we are today getting ready for Christmas Eve. Old Town Square in Prague is a beautiful time for Christmas, and right in front of us on St. Nicholas Day, or St. Mikosh, is St. Nicholas himself, along with the devil and an angel. The devil's actually taking his the chains and kind of scraping the bricks with it. I don't see too many scared kids here, Natu. What do you think? Do you see any scared little kids?
No.
Are you scared?
No.
Well, you're too old to be scared now, right?
Yes.
Well, it is a beautiful time of year. The Christmas tree's been up for about a week and a half, and very, very classy looking, very white lit sort of tree this year. And the Christmas market is a little smaller, but I think a little bit better as far as quality is concerned. You know, one of the things that we'll be mentioning in the book that Travis and I put together called Curious Czech Christmas really talks about the Advent calendar and the saints that come through. One of the big saint days, of course, today is the eve of St. Nicholas Day. It is December 5th tonight, and it is freezing out here. We've got a lot of people here that are looking for St. Nicholas, and the kids that are looking for, trying to get some ideas about if they are really going to get some presents in the next month or so, or be taken away by the devil. Nathaniel, are you waiting for a big Christmas load in this year for a lot of Christmas presents?
Oh, yeah, because I didn't get so much presents for my birthday. I got one big one, but I want some more on Christmas.
Have you been good enough for that?
Yes.
That was a quick yes. All right. So, and again, I think if you ever get a chance to hit some of these great Christmas markets in Central Europe, you definitely want to hit Nuremberg in Germany. You're going to want to hit Vienna maybe in Austria. Dresden is another great German location for the Christmas markets. As you can hear, possibly the devil coming near us right now. But Prague has been year in and year out one of the better Christmas markets in Central Europe, and it's definitely well worth the visit. We're at the base of Wenceslas Square in Prague, and it's the day before Christmas Eve. And this place is hopping. There's a lot of things to buy and eat here. And one thing that we're actually seeing is the Christmas carp, and there's two big blue tubs. The guy was really kind to actually bring a net out and scoop out a couple of the live carp still there. I think a lot of them already picked up already for Christmas. A lot of people have already bought their carp. What you can do here, though, is you can actually ask them to clean the carp for you, so you're not having to do the dirty work at home. Some people choose to do the dirty work at home. Put them in the bathtub, maybe. Some people do that, at least for a day. See if they can make them more fresh for the next day for frying. Just one atmosphere. I asked my son, what's worse, hot dog water or carp water on the ground? I don't know. It might be a close tie. Hot dog water. Ugh. Anyway, we had some kielbasas tonight, and there's probably a concert going on behind us right now, and really a beautiful night here. It's cold, though. It's pretty cold, but it's good for some mulled wine or a kielbasa, like we mentioned before. It's a pretty good thing for the vendors to make some money here for tonight, because it's freezing.
Now, you might have noticed that there's something missing on our podcast tonight, and that's probably my co-host, Travis Dow. You know, it has been difficult. He's been gone from the Czech Republic now for over a year since he has moved to Northern California with a new job, and we've kept our podcast moving. And at times, to be honest with you, it has not been easy because of the distance, more so with the time difference. It's a 9-hour time difference between Prague and Santa Clara, California. So it does make it a challenge at times. But, you know, it has to be a little bit different to have this experience for so many years that Travis was in Prague, having Christmas every year here, and then kind of reacclimating himself to the American style or Northern California style of Christmas. So if we can, let's bring Travis onto the show. I'm sure it's a little bit different than it was in Prague, right, Trav?
So the good thing about Californian Christmas is there's no talk of carp. That carps don't exist. All right. So in that way, it's actually better than Czech Christmas. But other than that, I miss all the stuff from my childhood. So now I still went out and bought the Star Wars Lego Advent calendar and all that stuff, which is really much more of a European tradition. We have the same fake Christmas tree that we had in Prague. And all of our ornaments are like European.
Well, you know, Trav, you know, those are all good points. I think being able to celebrate again in an American style is one thing, but I think you never really quite lose that connection you had to Europe or the Czech Republic. You take it with you, and I think there are a lot of people that can share that no matter where they live in the world. We do get a lot of listeners, emails from all over the planet, basically saying, "Hey, I'm Czech and I'm living in Australia, so I have to do things a little bit differently here." But we still try to hold on to the tradition. So he's doing, Travis, it looks like you're doing the same thing. Looks like you're having a little bit of a Prague Christmas minus the carp. So good for you, right? Well, you know, I think that one of the things that we've been working on this year is trying to expand our brand, I guess you could say, the Bohemican brand. Now, I know a lot of you have probably been wanting more podcasts this year from the Bohemican podcast, but let me just throw this one excuse out to you. We've been working really hard on a variety of other podcasts, either to roll out in 2017 for the first time or add to our already growing podcast list for our umbrella group of podcastnik.com, which includes the history of alchemy, this Bohemian podcast, the history of Germany, which is also done in German, the German language. We've just a whole host of things. The history of Africa, Travis is working on right now. So yeah, we've been all pretty busy. But one thing we've been really putting our efforts into in the past three or so months has been the completing of this new book that we have out called A Curious Czech Christmas. And it's full of recipes and folklore of life in Czechia when it comes to the Christmas season. And it is out now on Amazon, and we're very proud of it. I think it's not something that you feel like you have to read from cover to cover. You can pick it up, put it back down. It's got a nice sort of flow of just bits and pieces of information from, like I said, recipes to traditions, Advent type of observances that we have here in Czech Republic, what it's like to go to a Christmas Mass in Tabor or in Moravia, how different is it that we do things here in Prague dealing with Christmas trees, and what's the history of the first Christmas tree in Czech Republic. It's all in there. So that's taken a lot of our time. One of the things that I think was kind of interesting was our mention of recipes. So we've got at least, I think, three, I think, Trav. I think we've got how to make Christmas carp. We've got my potato salad recipe. And we have how to make Vanoshka bread, the Christmas bread that you'll see on almost every Czech table through the Christmas season. So, you know, Trav, what was your take on the recipe that you had for the Christmas carp?
If you are going to make carp, seriously, like do it that way. That's more of a... If I did do carp, I would do it my way, that way, the way in the book. So don't ask me how to do a proper Californian Christmas. We had a big roast beef on Christmas Eve, and then something else, I don't remember what, on Christmas dinner. By far, the better recipes are definitely in the Curious Czech Christmas book that we just wrote. And I guess pretty soon here, we'll be doing another year in review and preview show in January. Those are really great. We can probably read a couple more emails. We've had a lot of listener responses that came in. A lot of story suggestions came in from our listeners, both for Bohemian and other podcasts. And, we like to crowdsource this where we can. So, letting you know what responses we've gotten from listeners will also give you a clue on our upcoming year, basically.
We definitely want to do many more podcasts this year. We did just a few video podcasts in 2016, mainly because we wanted to turn our attention to some other podcast creations as well as the book. But I think we're going to be doing a lot more of the video podcasts for Bohemian. So as we close out the show tonight, we want to thank you all for listening, especially in the year 2016. We wish you happy holidays wherever you are. I know Hanukkah is observed at the same time this year as Christmas. It falls on the same days. So we want to wish you a happy Hanukkah as well as a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year coming up. We really appreciate your listenership at the Bohemian Podcast. And if you have any questions or that we couldn't answer these podcasts this year, drop on over to the website at bohemian.com, and hopefully we can shed more light into some of the things that we do here in the Czech Republic from an American viewpoint, of course. So until next time, for my children, Leticia and Nathaniel, and my co-host, Travis Dow, I'm Pete Coleman. Take care.
You have been listening to the Bohemian Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dow. Visit bohemian.com for more information on this episode, other episodes, and much more information about history, traditions, and culture in the Czech Republic. Until next time on the Bohemian Podcast, thank you for listening.